Attachment therapy. What to do when your kids get too attached to games and other things. Every parent knows how quickly kids can form deep bonds, not only with people, but with pets, toys, video games, or even inanimate objects. It's easy to notice when your child spends hours gaming or refuses to put down a certain item, but it's much harder to understand why those attachments feel so strong. Children don't only bond with parents, friends, or siblings. We've seen it all. The child who clings to a favorite blanket, insists on playing the same game every day, or treats a toy like their closest friend. Attachment therapy offers a safe way to see beneath the surface and see what those attachments really mean for a child's emotional world. How attachment turns into dependence. Kids look for comfort, predictability, and a sense of belonging, and sometimes they find it in things rather than people. A favorite game or object can become a safe place where they feel understood, even if it's not a person providing that connection. The problem begins when the attachment grows so strong that it interferes with daily life. This does not mean you should blame the child, but rather ensure that their emotional needs are being met in ways that may limit growth. It helps to understand that these attachments are not simply about discipline, but about emotional needs. This calls for adults to identify the underlying reasons behind these struggles. Signs your child's bond is more than comfort. A child who gets extremely anxious when separated from a favorite item. Refusing to try new activities because they prefer the familiar comfort of one activity. Emotional outbursts when limits are set around screen time or play time. Difficulty connecting with peers because the child prefers their attachment object. Such signs show that the attachment is serving as more than comfort. It is becoming a substitute for broader emotional growth. Instead of simply removing the attachment or setting strict limits, it's helpful to use creative approaches that respect the child's feelings while encouraging balance. Fresh ideas for supporting healthier bonds. Create parallel connections. Encourage your child to transfer some of the comfort they find in one thing into shared family activities. For example, if they love caring for a pet, involve them in cooking or gardening where they can nurture something else. Introduce gradual variety. Rather than cutting off the attachment, add small new experiences alongside it. If a child loves only one game, introduce another that requires teamwork or problem solving. This expands their comfort zone without removing what they value. Talk about feelings openly. Use simple language to ask what the TV show or game gives them emotionally. Do they feel safe, happy, or understood? Attachment therapy encourages parents to validate these feelings while guiding children toward healthier outlets. Model balanced attachment. Show your child how you enjoy hobbies or pets without letting them take over your life. Kids learn by watching, and seeing you balance your own attachments helps them do the same. Set boundaries with empathy. Instead of strict rules, explain why limits exist. For example, we stop gaming at 8 p.m. so your brain can rest. This approach respects the child's bond while teaching responsibility. The bigger picture adults should keep in mind. Attachments are not bad in themselves. They show that children are capable of bonding and caring deeply. The challenge is helping them expand those bonds so they don't become limited to a single object or activity. Attachment therapy reminds us that kids need both comfort and growth, and parents play a key role in guiding them toward balance. If you notice your child forming attachments that feel too strong, remember that this is a sign of emotional need, not failure. If you want more guidance, consider reaching out to child therapists listed on this site or call the numbers on the screen. Professional support can help you and your child build healthier patterns of connection that last a lifetime.